Exodus chapter 30. And you will make an altar for burning incense. You will make it from acacia wood. Its length will be 1 cubit, and its width will be 1 cubit. It will be square, and its height will be 2 cubits. Its horns will be integral to it. And you will overlay it with pure gold, its top and its walls around it and its horns. And you will make a golden edge for it all around. And you will make 2 golden rings for it, below its edge on the 2 flanks. You will make them on the 2 sides, and they will be receptacles for the poles with which to carry it. And you will make poles of acacia wood, and you will overlay them with gold. And you will put it in front of the veil which is at the Ark of the Testimony, before the atonement cover which is on the Ark of the Testimony, which is where I will meet you. And Aaron will burn aromatic incense on it. Every morning when he adjusts the lamps, he will burn it. When Aaron lights the lamps in the evening, he will burn incense on it. It is a perpetual incense ordinance before the Lord for your generations. You shall not offer extraneous incense, nor such a burnt offering or meal offering. And you shall not pour a libation on it. And Aaron will make atonement on its horns once per year, with the blood of the sin offering for atonements. Once per year he will make atonement on it for your generations. It is a holy of holies to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, When you hold a census of the sons of Israel, according to the counting of them, let each one give an atonement offering for his life to the Lord when they are counted, so that there is no plague among them when they are counted. This is what everyone who passes through the counting will give: 1/2 shekel, according to the holy shekel. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The 1/2 shekel will be a heave offering to the Lord. Everyone who passes through the counting, from 20 years old and above, will give the Lord's heave offering. The rich man will not give more, and the poor man will not give less, than 1/2 shekel, when you give the Lord's heave offering to atone for your lives. And you will receive the atonement money from the sons of Israel, and you will put it towards the work of the tent of contact, and it will be a memorial to the sons of Israel before the Lord to atone for your lives. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, And you will make a copper laver and its copper pedestal for washing, and you will put it between the tent of contact and the altar, and you will put water there. And Aaron and his sons will wash their hands and their feet in it. When they go to the tent of contact, they will wash with water so that they don't die. Or when they approach the altar to serve by burning incense as a fire offering to the Lord. So they will wash their hands and their feet so that they do not die, and it will be an age-abiding statute to them, to him and to his seed in their generations. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, And take some prime spices, 500 shekels of fine myrrh, and 1/2 as much of cinnamon spice, 250 shekels, and 250 shekels of calamus fragrance, and 500 shekels of cassia according to the holy shekel, and a hin of olive oil. And you will make it as a holy anointing oil, a formulated ointment, the pharmacist's product. It will be a holy anointing oil. And you will anoint the tent of contact with it, and the Ark of the Testimony, and the table and all its equipment, and the lampstand and its equipment, and the incense altar, and the burnt offering altar and all its equipment, and the laver and its pedestal. And you will sanctify them, and they will be a holy of holies. Anyone who touches them will be holy. And you will anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them for officiating as priests to me. And you will speak to the sons of Israel and say, This will be a holy anointing oil to me for your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, and you shall not make anything like it in its composition. It is holy. It will be holy to you. Anyone who prepares anything like it or who puts any of it on a foreigner will be cut off from his people. Then the Lord said to Moses, get yourself some spices, resin and onycha and galbanum spices and pure frankincense. They will be in equal parts, and you will make it as unctuous incense, the product of the pharmacist, salted, pure and holy. And you will grind some of it very fine, and you will put some of it in front of the Ark of the Testimony in the Tent of Contact where I will meet you. It will be a holy of holies to you, and the incense which you will make, you will not make in its composition for yourselves. It will be your holiness to the Lord. Anyone who makes anything like it to produce a scent with it will be cut off from his people.